a road, basically. I mean, it's a bridge. I mean, we've been building those things. Like, humans have been building bridges for, like, thousands of years, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Beavers can build some bridges. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody. There are a lot of bad imitations out there, but there is only one. Mean Green Nation Podcast. Hey, yeah, I kind of stole that from the Mean Green Drill. Is that what they're calling it out there? I saw that on footballscoop.com. And who am I talking to? I'm not talking to you, the listener, no, because you can't hear me and you can't respond. I am talking to the one and only Tony, Boston Mean Green, on Twitter. Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
UNT alums, we're a couple of UNT alums, you know. Yeah, we're cool like that. This is the Mean Green Nation Podcast, episode 8. And we're about, like, what, a week and a half away? Today's Friday, August 24th. It's like there's like 6 minutes left in August 24th for me. I was celebrating my new gig. And, you know, like that's my new gig that's going to allow me to attend a couple of UNT games in Denton, and actually one in Houston when we take on Houston. Are you one of those people that say, like, Houston without the H, or, like, say, like, huge or something like that? Because if you then I hate you.
I say Houston because there is an H in that word.
Well, that's good. All right, that's good. I don't want to hate you given the fact that you are my co-host on the podcast. okay, so, man, yeah, like, we were just talking about the Mean Green Drill. That was on the Twitters. When was this posted? August 22nd? Was it like a couple days ago?
2 days ago, to be exact.
Yeah. It says, somebody said, who says that? There are a lot of bad imitations out there, but there's only one North Texas Mean Green Drill. Here we go, baby. It's kind of like Coach Mack kind of, let's say he borrowed that from Urban Meyer, right? I think there's a lot of people that do this circle drill. I kind of remember doing that in high school. But you know, whatever. It's on YouTube. We'll take it. We'll say it's ours. There's only one.
It's awesome. At least we hit each other in practice now.
Oh yeah, that's another dig at former coach Todd Dodge, who ruined the program for like 3 years. Three, four years. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, in 4 minutes, it's 7 days to kick off.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm kinda jealous of some of the people around here. I'm based in San Antonio. And like, you know, they start on Thursday, on August 30th, and I'm a little jealous, man. I can't lie. Yeah, and especially since they take on like a beatable opponent in South Alabama, and we take on number one LSU. I'm a little scared.
You gotta do a little scouting for us because we play South Alabama this year too. So you need to watch that game and write up a scouting report.
I will. I'll do that. I'll do that, man. Like the nerd I am. What was I gonna say? So how do you feel about this season going in? Like right now, we're like a week and a half out. I always wanna gauge that. You know, like I'm getting more and more optimistic, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think we talked about this last week. The closer and closer we get to kickoff, the more I drink the green Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Like 3 weeks ago, I'm like, oh, we have like no chance in hell of playing against LSU. And then last week, I'm like, you know, I'd be kind of cool with like a respectable game, like a 40-20 loss or something like that. And then this week, I'm kind of like, you know what? I think we might be able to play with these guys if some things go right. And then by like next Saturday, I'm just going to be like, oh yeah, we're going to beat them. Yeah.
For sure, man. For sure. Yeah. By the way, if you haven't listened, if this is your first episode listening, this is episode 8, by the way. There are 7 other episodes for you to listen to. I recommend you go back and listen to them. You can find them on iTunes. You can find them on the website. You can stream them. You can like find them on Android. You're an Android kind of guy, right? If I'm right.
I'm an Android kind of guy.
Yeah, and so you like, how would I get there? If I had an Android phone, say I just bought it, and so how would I find the podcast on there? You could get the feed and put it on, was it Google Play or something like that? Is that right?
Honestly, you know, I've never actually pulled it off on my phone before, but I believe I mean, they have the Google Play Store, which is just like the iTunes App Store.
Sweet.
But I don't. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I know. Like my uncle has.
I don't know how you get it off there. To be completely honest, I was listening to it through the computer.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Like my uncle has it. Like Google Listen. So like, find that man. I mean, you should be out there getting an iPhone. And yeah, I said it. Get an iPhone. I'm team iPhone over here. So that's how you can find us on the internet. We go up about once a week. This week's a little bit different. I know I promised some guests on this episode, but they kind of they had other things to do. And so it's just gonna be us this week, and that's no problem. That's fine. And
we're
gonna
awesome.
Talk. We're gonna talk some UNT football. We're gonna talk some UNT sports. Let's start off with some football because football is the money maker. Hey, I heard Sean Payton went and talked to the Mean Green, and he made an impression, apparently. Dan McCartney says, according to the Dallas Morning News, right? He says, I contacted him out of the blue and asked him if he would be a part of Champions Night for us. He had a great message. Smelling Greatness was kind of the title of it. He talked from the heart and did a fantastic job. Why was it Smelling Greatness? Isn't that a weird title? I can't. It's kind of hard to get hyped up for that. But apparently he had a 20-minute speech, and you listened to it. Were you hyped up?
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty good speech. He was talking about, you know, of course, how he had a lot of free time because he's kicked out of the NFL right now. And he was talking all about the fact that he gets to coach his sixth-grade son's football team or something. But no, he was saying, like, you know, nobody believed in the Saints that when he got there, nobody believed in them, and that he had heard all these excuses about how they couldn't win in New Orleans and all this kind of stuff. And he was saying nobody in Louisiana thinks that North Texas can win this game right now. And he says, I'm being completely honest, there's not a single person in that state who thinks you can win this game. And he goes, but you just have to go out there and play. That's why the game takes place on the field and not in the papers and everything like that. So it was a pretty good speech, and the players seemed like they enjoyed it. And, you know, it's always cool to have a current, albeit suspended, NFL coach.
Yeah, I couldn't help but make the easy joke that, like, he was like, you know, secret to success is, well, it's bounties, guys. You know what I mean? You put put some money down, and then you hit the quarterback as hard as you can. But yeah, I mean, that's good. That's one of those things that, like, that makes Dan McCartney a good coach. He brings in, you know, some speakers in there to motivate him, some outside guys. So it's not always the same voice, and I think that's really important. It's just like one of those things that you write down when you're saying, like, what makes Dan McCartney a good coach. It is things like this. Okay, so other football news. There's a walk-on Iowa transfer, wide receiver John Shelf. I doubt he pronounces it Shelf. It looks like Chelf, but you know what? I don't know, man. Names these days, man. You never know. What's his name, and tell me a little bit about him.
You know, he seems like honestly, I don't know a whole lot about him. He didn't do anything in Iowa, which was awesome. He redshirted in 2010, and he didn't play a single snap last year. He was a high school teammate of our own Andrew McNulty, so maybe there's a little, you know, connection there. But McCartney seems to like him. I read something about the fact that he actually said that he's going to play in the LSU game.
Yeah, not only that, he's going to play quite a bit. What's up with that, man? Like, just walk on, just like, yeah, man, I'm just going to just play all day. You know what I mean? Like, geez, is Iowa that good? Like, they're so stacked at wide receiver, they just get guys to come in here and just, like, bump, like, three or four guys off the depth chart. I know we had some wide receiver troubles on the, you know, but, like, I mean, quite a bit? Geez. Seems kind of harsh.
Well, I think they're going to use him in a slot type role. What I'm hearing is he's kind of a Wes Welker-ish type kid. He's like 5'10", 5'11".
Tell me about, does that mean he's white and small? Because I think that's code for
that's
white
exactly
and small.
Exactly what it means.
I'm just going to say that about, like, short white people. I'm like, yeah, it's like Wes Welker. You know what I mean? Oh, he's a tiny guy. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he might not have any talent at all, but he's a short little white kid, so he's Wes Welker. But no. Supposedly, that's actually kind of who they're comparing him to, and I don't know if they're comparing it to him because he's just small and white. But they think that using him and Breland Chancellor both in the slot type roles, and then you have Delgado and Bynes kind of on the outside. And that way, you know, it's kind of, you got the short game and the long game and everything else in between.
Yeah, you kind of do want shifty guys inside and like big tall guys that can shirk off press coverage on the outside. So that's pretty standard stuff.
The thing that it confuses me on was Derek Teagarden, who was a quarterback for us last year, has moved to wide receiver, and he's kind of a small, short, white guy, Wes Welker-ish, whatever.
West Walker type, hard worker guy.
He was playing in the spring game, and he did that exact role. He was our little slot receiver guy, and he had a great spring game. So it kind of confuses me that they brought somebody else in to do the same exact thing.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I mean, I'm assuming this guy has some talent. Obviously, he's liked. Obviously he's liked more than Carlos Harris and Nick Schrapps and Derek Teagarden and everybody else that we had slotted to play that other position. Hey, if they bring in guys and you know they're walk-ons and they can play, we don't have to burn a Scully. That's cool with me, man. I'm down with anybody that can get out there and play. It does seem a little weird, like, you know, just like what, 7 days, right, away from the start of the season. They were just kind of hearing about this guy. I'm assuming he's out there and he's been out there, but it just a little weird. I haven't read too much about this dude.
Yeah, he just kind of popped up out of nowhere, kind of off the radar type thing, and you know, it's hopefully it's a good little addition to the team.
Okay, speaking of good additions, how about that basketball facility, man? That's an addition to well, it's not really to the team, but it's like the program and like the campus and whatever you want to call it. In 30 days, is that about right? Do I have that information right? The alumni raised $2.5 million to make that happen. If you don't know, you know, tell the people the story about the basketball situation. Where do they practice currently, and where will they be practicing going forward as soon as we get this thing built?
Currently, they practice in the Super Pit, but the Super Pit being a facility that is owned by the university and not by athletics means that if the university needs that room or needs the area for any reason, they can basically kick the athletes right out of there. And they use it for like freshman gym and all those kind of other like PE classes. So
Wait, time
literally,
out. Did you ever take freshman gym? Who takes freshman gym in college? You know what I
I
mean?
don't know.
Don't you take
I
the health
never
classes and like just kind of like get out of that? Isn't that weird? Who takes gym in college? That's weird. Sorry. Go
I
ahead.
don't
Please continue. Sorry for interrupting.
know. Anyways, so literally there have been times like at the end of practice when it's like, hey, it's gym time, and they've had to kick people out of practice. Like, just, you gotta stop practicing now. It's time for gym. And it's pretty crazy. So now this $2.5 million donation is supposed to help turn one of those buildings over by the volleyball center
Like
on the,
the old Liberty Christian campus, right?
old Liberty Christian area over there. There's a couple different buildings, and supposedly the one right next to the volleyball center is pretty much empty. So they're going to turn it into a practice facility for both the men's and the women's team, because the women have, you know, have been dealing with the same exact problem that the men have too. And it's really good. I mean, if you look at any major Division I program, they have a practice facility for basketball. And so it's just the next step up. It's something that the school has needed for a long time, and it's good that it's here.
Yeah, like not only will they be able to practice when they want, like meaning the coaching staff, but also like the team will have access to the facility 24/7, so they can get some extra shooting time in there and whatnot, right?
Yep, that's definitely true. That does
I think yeah, like I was saying, like for the most part. It sucks that like if you're just going randomly to go you know to just like you won't be able to see the basketball team just going and dunking on people. But they will be able to practice whenever the hell they want, which is awesome because that's really what you want. You know, like they're not out there to entertain you at the rec center while you're playing with your buddies and like not getting like half an inch off the floor when you're trying to dunk it. Yeah, but you know, they'll be out there getting some shooting in, you know what I mean? This is awesome. This is good. This is good for the program.
Chris Jones, Jordan Williams, go to class though. Don't shoot all day. Go to class. You know, get suspended again. But I mean, now that it's open, don't just sit there and shoot all day, you know.
You know what? Like, I think somewhere on gomeangreen.com, like, what was it? Like, beginning of August, when we were just beginning to talk about the basketball facility, I think I kind of posted our conference. I'll copy and paste this on the blog. Like, our competitors, our conference mates, our future conference mates in the Conference USA, their practice facilities. I think just off the top of my head, was like ODU has a nice little one. Eastern Carolina, ODU being Old Dominion, by the way. Eastern Carolina has plans to build one. UTSA has plans to build one. Southern Miss maybe has plans. UAB has no plans. Tulane has just built one. UTEP, they practice at Foster Stevens. Rice, they practice at the Tudor Fieldhouse, question mark. Louisiana Tech, Karl Malone bought them a court that features NBA wood that is used on every NBA practice court.
That must be nice.
I guess. I don't know. That just seems kind of weird. It's like not like the ones they play on, but the ones they practice on. But, you know, whatever. Karl Malone bought it from them. And Tulsa uses Reynolds Fieldhouse or whatever in the hell.
I was gonna say, did Karl Malone like deck out? He decked out their practice facility, but he didn't deck out their stadium.
Yeah, I'm, you know, whatever. And I
Kind
guess, you know, it's like,
of jerk is that? Just kidding.
It's all right. He's not and a UNT alum. We can talk mess about him, whatever. And he played for Utah. I was not the biggest fan of Utah. I'm a big San Antonio Spurs fan. And he like elbow dropped David Robinson. I remember that, Karl Malone. So I'm gonna talk some mess about you. I don't care.
The 90s for me didn't count because the Celtics sucked the entire
Oh,
90s.
my goodness.
So,
It's so weird that you're a fan of Boston, you weirdo. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
well, I grew up there.
That doesn't
Don't.
count. Nobody believes that.
No, probably. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna post some links to that so you can compare and contrast. I don't know how much that's gonna matter in recruiting, like whether or not you have a nice practice facility or like, you know, or just a regular practice facility. I think having a practice facility is cool, and I think the Mean Green Village, you know, like it's right there, and you were like an RA there, right?
I
I think
was.
convenience is really awesome. So if you have a really super awesome practice facility, but you have to like catch the like this campus bus to get there, that's not as cool as like maybe you just walk from your dorm over to
The
that thing.
only thing that confuses me is the basketball players live on Mozart, which is right by the Super Pit, so they are gonna have to catch a bus
Well,
to go
are they gonna have to do
over.
that? Going, I think I have a feeling they're probably gonna move them over. I mean, if the basketball facility is right there. I have a feeling. Or maybe you
Yeah,
could
maybe.
just carpool or something, man.
It's not that far.
No, it's not that
Well,
far.
soon there's gonna be a bridge to take us over there, so
Yeah,
it
there you
won't be.
go too, man. That, hey man, yeah, hey.
Segue.
Yeah. Speaking of the bridge, is that gonna be built for the first game when I go up there on September 8th and you can meet me and buy me lots of beers for giving you a free podcast? You people.
No.
When is that thing gonna be built? And is it a big deal? Like, is that gonna get like, you know, 30,000 more people out to the stadium? I think not. I mean, not really. I thought it was weird that everybody was like, "Oh man, we just need like our own bridge." I mean, oh, we gotta walk across North Texas Boulevard or whatever. I was like, "Really, guys? It was not that big a deal."
Think about this right now. Without the bridge, we actually have to walk a quarter mile more. A quarter mile. That's the longest distance ever. And
And
there's sarcasm all through my voice.
I've seen some people there, and maybe a quarter mile wouldn't hurt. You know what I mean? Especially getting all the beer that you're drinking out there, man.
I'm a big dude. I know I can use a quarter mile walk. Actually, I did it for the first game from the Houston game. I parked at Fouts and I walked, and I was drunk when I walked it, but you know, it was okay, and I kind of worked off maybe one of the beers I had from that walk. So, yeah.
Okay, so it's not going to be built by the first game. Is it going to be built by the second game?
Rumor has it it's not even going to be ready by the ULL game. So
Oh,
now
man.
we're talking at least mid-October, and they're saying it might not be ready then. I've heard some people say it might not be ready at all this season. So who knows? Who knows with TxDOT?
What is it? How hard is it to build a bridge? You know what I mean? Like, you know, they can knock out a stadium, but like a bridge, that should be pretty straightforward. It's like a road, basically. I mean, it's a bridge. I mean, we've been building those things.
It's like a road.
Humans have been building bridges for like thousands of years, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Beavers can build some bridges. You know what I'm saying? Why can't we build a bridge?
Supposedly, the issue is with the sidewalks. They have to be handicap accessible and compliant, and they have to be lit. So at night, people don't go like flying off the sidewalks. And I guess the university could have done that before we put the bridge in, but they didn't. And so that's what we're waiting on.
Oh, so it's all the university's fault. All right, okay.
I didn't say it.
You know, like, university, although they can't build a bridge, they are going to use some of that $2.5 million to fix up the Super Pit. We forgot to mention that. They're going to put a new video board. That video board's what, like something like 13 years old or something like that? And they're going to fix it up, make it all nice and pretty. Is that about right?
Yeah, supposedly they're going to do a study, actually, to see if they can hang something in the middle. There used to be like an old hanging scoreboard there. And I'm sure anybody that's been up to the Super Pit has seen that little like shell, because it's still up there.
Yeah.
And supposedly, you know, back like 5-10 years ago, the technology was too heavy for that roof to hold. But now with those like LCD big jumbotrons, they've gotten a lot lighter. So they're trying to see if they can actually get a center hanging scoreboard / video board type thing. But that probably won't be till next year. I do think they are going to upgrade the scoreboards and stuff on the side this year. And hopefully they upgrade the sound system, because the sound system is horrible.
Yeah, like right now that video screen is like an old like 13-inch monitor, like, you know, it's like terrible.
Yeah.
It's like they go to an old Dell monitor and just stuck it out there. Yeah, like
you watch portable TV on.
Yeah, it's one of the most oft-repeated complaints is that like we don't have a jumbotron in the middle. Yeah, so it's good to hear that that's going to get an upgrade for all those people that are out there. I don't necessarily see what the big deal is. Like, maybe for some replays. I think that I don't necessarily see the need for a jumbotron in the middle. I think maybe upgraded, like, in seating scoreboards and, you know, like LED replay things would be fine with me. But whatever, man. I'm glad that it's happening. So,
people,
good stuff.
People want to see Tony Mitchell dunk in high def with the sweat dripping off his face as he slams the ball into the rim in the middle of the scoreboard. That's
well,
what they want.
You know,
I like to give the people what they want.
Oh, okay, all right. So, was it you that donated the $2.5 million, or was it just you under a lot of pseudonyms? I think it was probably you under a lot of pseudonyms. You like to be you're modest kind of guy. I know that.
I like to just, you know, throw out 2.5 whenever I have it. You know, I just have it laying around.
Well, you know what? Speaking of basketball, speaking of, like, throwing out some things that maybe you don't need anymore. That sounds harsh, but, we let Trey Norris go. Trey Norris, he of the 1.6 points per game in 31 games and 11 minutes per game. You know, it's tough seeing a guy go, but this is part of the business, even though this is not supposed to be a business, necessarily. Trey Norris is transferring. I forget where he's transferring. I know he was
going to the University of South Dakota Coyotes.
Oh.
Howl!
So it sucks, yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you hate to see a guy leave, and ostensibly he's leaving because we got different other talent coming in, basically. Like, we didn't necessarily have a need for him. This is one of those weird things and those awkward kind of moments. What do you think about this, man?
You know, it's one of those things. There's been a lot of debate the last couple of days on whether it's okay to cut a recruit that was a scholarship player that was given a scholarship to bring in another player and give him that scholarship. And most of the time, I'm not okay with it. I'm very anti, like, hey, keep the guys that you have unless, you know, they're Ben Knox and they can't do anything. But yeah, I'm just kidding. I love Fort Knox. But, you know, I'm very usually against that. But we are at a point with this team that you have to assemble the talent that you can to take it as far as you can. We only have 1 year left of Tony Mitchell. He's not going to be here for another 2 or 3 years. This is it. This is the 1 year that we have to go as far as we can go, and we have to have the most talent we can. So bringing in a kid like TJ Taylor or PJ Hartwick, or, you know, some of these higher-ranked recruits that we've had that are coming here just to play with Tony Mitchell, you gotta bring them in. And sometimes that means you have to let other people go, and it stinks. But
yeah, you know, like the capitalist in me, the Texan in me, you know, like the at will working state kind of guy in me, you know what I mean? Says, look, buddy, you know, you ain't cutting the mustard. It's time for you to go. But like the other hand, you know, I guess like the college liberal in me, I guess, says, well, you know, you got for the guy a scholarship, maybe you honor that commitment. But I think we did that. We gave him a scholarship for 1 year. The deal was for 1 year, and he came in. He did good. He averaged 1.6 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
1.6 points a game. Although, and his, like, his season high was what, eight against La Sierra. He had a big three in one game. I mean, them's the breaks, man. You know, sometimes you just like drop a player because you want a better player. That happens even in pickup games. And he got 1 year of education here at the University of North Texas. You have to also remember that, like, yeah, he could have stayed at UNT and just kind of maybe try to walk on or just try to be a regular student here, like I was, like you were. But he says, you know what, I'm going to go transfer over here and continue my education for free based off my basketball skills. And you know what? Hey, man, do it.
More power to him.
Yeah, do you, man. That's how you do this in this world. You leverage your abilities, you know, to get better positions for you. That's what I did. That's right. I got a new gig, and based off, you know, like I was like, hey, current job situation, I'm gonna go because I found me a new situation because I'm an American and that's how we do things. So yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I hope it does well. I hope he averages like 50 points a game over there at where's he going now?
South Dakota.
Hope he averages 50 points a game, South Dakota. He always be mean and green to me. So good stuff. Good stuff to Trey Norris. It was good while he was here. I was rooting hard for him while he was here. And, you know.
I guess the biggest thing is, yeah, the biggest thing is most people don't realize it, but you think of a player getting a four-year scholarship as a four-year scholarship, just like it sounds like. But really, it's 4 1-year commitments.
Right.
It's a one-year thing, and then a one-year thing, and then a one-year thing. And it's just how it rolls. And I'm not saying that he didn't do all he could do. He only got to play 11 minutes a game. I mean, that's not a ton of time. But he only averaged 1 point in 11 minutes. He could probably average like 4 or 5 in 11 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know, it's an opportunity. They saw a guy that was, you know, one of the top, like, I think 25 recruits in the state of Texas when he came out 2 years ago in TJ Taylor. And when you have a chance to add talent like that, you do it. You just got to get it done. And so, you know, we honored his 1 year commitment, and then we said, you know, we'll help you find another school. We'll release you from your scholarship and let you go play somewhere else and play basketball and do your thing. But we're not going to let you be part of this team anymore.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It sucks, but I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. And like you said, like you're right, we have like one shot to do great things. I think in the next 3 or 4 years, we have a shot to do really good things, like very, very good things. But here's a chance to do great things. And I mean, you know, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to sit guys that maybe you like. Maybe that average 1.6 points a game in reserve duty when they got pressed into service. But you know. Like I said, them's the breaks, man. It's America. That's how it works. It's Texas. That's how it works. Right to work state and whatever.
America. No.
Yeah. Okay, so switching back to football. Did you see that the new North Texas? It's like the football site. It's called NT Mean Green Football. com. It's not, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's better than last year. I know you were saying. Yeah. What was last year's URL?
Last year's URL was experiencethenewmeangreen.com.
Oh my god.
So it was like 800 letters long, and they actually put it on a billboard. And I was like, why are you putting this on a billboard?
I know. How many people crashed like trying to read it? They got like halfway through it. Experience it.
Yeah, exactly. Experience the crap I'm going off the road. So.
So you watched the video on there, right? There's a 2012 North Texas football intro video. I think it's like hosted on YouTube or something. Was that cool? Yes. Was that awesome?
It was cool, and it wasn't Thunderstruck, which made it even better. I love Thunderstruck, but like 18 million years in a row of Thunderstruck intro videos just kind of wear on you a little bit. And I will say last year's wasn't Thunderstruck either, and neither was this.
Thunderstruck,
so once we got to Apogee, we got away from Thunderstruck, which is nice.
That is nice. All right, so that's cool. It's mostly a recruiting site, and I think like some of the things about it, they kind of said as much. It has like, you know, like, hey, here's who's coaching us. Hey, here's where you get to practice and where you get to play. Here's the thing we won once upon a time. And here's some guys that play in the NFL. I think what most interests me is the people that play in the NFL. Who they got on here? They got former players. What's up?
Oh, on there, they actually listed like Jericho Cotchery and Phillip Rivers, like people that never played at North Texas, but people that our coaches helped coach at one time. So
man, it's reaching,
it's,
huh?
It's kind of confusing because it's like, hey, these are the NFL guys from North Texas. And then you read it and you're like, hey, some of these guys didn't go to North Texas. But they don't really say on the website that they didn't go to North Texas.
Man, so, that's some reaching right there. That's kind of cheating, I've got to
say. Kind of, yeah, they're kind of cheating a little bit, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Do so. They? I noticed on here they don't have Jameis Olawale on here. You notice that?
Or Lance Dunbar.
Well, they have Lance Dunbar on here, yeah. Well, they said, well, you know what, time out. This is class of 2012. Mean Green has four former players in camp. Lance Dunbar, Jameis Olawale, a JUCO transfer to North Texas who caught the Cowboys' attention at North Texas Pro Day at Apogee Stadium prior to the NFL draft. Craig Robertson, and Jalen Ross. And he's in camp with the Chicago Bears. They kind of lumped them all together, and they're like, hey, here's some other guys that we coached. I'd like to have seen like each of them get kind of their own page, but maybe when they make some rosters in the NFL, maybe they get their own page on this site over here. but yeah, that's cool. That's some good stuff there. I like the pictures of the stadium. It makes it look nice and cool.
It's a cool website. It's definitely a good recruiting tool.
Hey man, did you see that Allen High School like built the stadium? And I think they used like the same company, but it looks really similar to Apogee Stadium. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's like Apogee without the wings. Like it doesn't have the wings on. But
what do you think about that? Didn't it cost like almost nearly as much as Apogee?
$60 million. It cost us $73 million to build Apogee. It cost them $60 million, which is beyond ridiculous for a high school.
So what's the extra $15 million? What did it buy us? Basically, is what I'm asking.
Maybe the club level.
Is that it?
I don't think they had a club level.
Didn't that hurt your pride a little bit? I gotta admit, that kind of hurts my pride. I'm like, man, there's a high school stadium out there that kind of looks almost exactly like my college stadium.
No, because Apogee's awesome. Apogee's so awesome that I don't care about any of that other stuff. No. Plus, they don't have like Spirit Key, who's our awesome little statue, and they don't have a wind zone. And they don't have an athletic center backed right up into it and all that junk. So, yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, you know, like, it's good. It's good. You make me feel better a little bit. But,
we can serve alcohol on the club level. And I don't think they can do that because it's high school.
And this is true. I think they just get drunk in the parking lot, like sneaking in or something. Crazy high schoolers, what are they doing? Get back to class. Well, that's good. We saw that site on there. Hey, did you see that the soccer team played? The women's soccer team. We can say just soccer team because the women's soccer team is the only soccer team. Yeah, did you see that they played?
Yeah, they beat Sam Houston, and now they're 3-0.
3-0, man.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Let's see. I must admit, I get a lot of this information from MeanGreenSports.com. That's the official website of Mean Green Sports. It's what Carly McDowell scored her first goal of the season late in double overtime to beat Sam Houston State yesterday. Well, yesterday now, but today, Friday, I guess. You know, it's Friday. The second straight shutout for sophomore Jackie Kerstein. UNT's 3-0-0. The next home game. The first home game is against Houston Sunday on the 26th. Is anybody going to be out there? You out there in this world that are listening to this podcast, will you be there? Do you watch women's soccer?
You better go.
Yeah, you should.
Because it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, like I said, I've been to one. I saw them play. I saw them play Baylor. Go be you. I just remember that guy. I always remember that guy. I will remember that guy forever. Go be you. It was so weird. I still think we should wear green tutus whenever we play Baylor.
Yes.
Because that would be awesome. And that would be
if
fun.
You don't know what we're talking about, go listen to our other podcasts.
Yeah, what was that? Episode 6? Go back, listen to episode 6, and you know exactly what we're talking about. I think we started talking about it a little bit later in the episode, but listen to the whole thing.
It's even called Green Tutus, so...
That'd be so hilarious. Go be you.
Go be you.
That's why you don't go to Baylor, because then you end up like that guy, and that's weird. I'd much rather call. Hey man. Are you taking any trips this season? What games are you gonna make outside of like the Denton ones? I know you said you're gonna move to Dallas, and be a Dallasite, and be a $30,000 millionaire again. What games are you making? You said you're not going to make the Texas the opener, right? Because
I'm not going to be able to make the Texas Southern game because I got to work, stupid work. And I'm hoping to make the Houston game in Houston. I don't know if I can. I got a parental unit that lives in Houston, so that'd be a good excuse to get down there and see her. but I just don't know because that's right around the time probably when I'm looking at moving. So.
There you go, man. You just, like, pull right up in your U-Haul. You know what I mean? Just hop out.
I'd be driving from Arkansas to Dallas, so it's not like I'm stopping in Houston on my way there. kind of the opposite way.
Hey, you just do what you got to do, man. You know what I mean? Take a side trip. It's not that far. I'm definitely going to be making the Texas Southern game. It looks like I will be making the Troy game. That one's also going to be on ESPN3. By the way, oh yeah, that Kansas State game is going to be on Fox Sports tonight. We got seven of the first eight games. Is that what happens on the Televisor? Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, actually. Television or ESPN3, if you consider that television.
Yeah, I think some channels. I know was it Verizon, if I remember, for FiOS, let you watch ESPN3 on the television. Nice. I don't remember. Don't take my word for that, man. Just like log on your computer, watch it there. I think you might be able to even watch it on, like you go to like Buffalo Wild Wings and got the whole package there. You might be able to get them to get it on TV. But yeah, that Troy game, you should be at the game, man. You know, go to the game. Ain't nothing going on on September 22nd. You know what I'm saying? I will be there. I will be there for that one. And also my friend from my other podcast, the Deranged Penguin podcast, Penguin with a W. He's having his first gig out in Louisville, so I'm gonna go up there to check him out. And, you know, be like one of 10 people in the audience, I guess. I don't know. He's probably going to have a lot of people. He's having a gig, and so I'm going to watch that, and I'm going to watch Troy get beat.
I should be there for Lafayette.
You said you're going to be for that? October 16th? I'm going to go to the Houston game. I'm actually going to go up to see the week before that, or the week after that, the 13th? Yeah, so I'm going to see that. I'm going to watch that Lafayette game here in San Antonio, but I'm going to watch it, you know. On ESPN2 because that's on TV and that is awesome. So no other ones. You're not going up. You're not going out there to Western Kentucky or maybe Monroe or maybe.
I mean, maybe if I'm living in Dallas, I might go to Monroe in November. That's not that far of a trip, and I can have an excuse to go to Shreveport, which would be kind of fun.
well, cool, man.
But every time I'm in Louisiana, I just kind of feel gross. And I can say that because that's starting the smack talk on LSU because it's almost game week. It's 7 days away. Woo-hoo. So Louisiana sucks. There we go.
Hey, you know what? So we got this 5-7, like 5 home games, 7 road games this season. Mm-hmm. I was playing NCAA 13, and we are in the Mean Green Nation online dynasty in conjunction with Coco Chronicles, the UTSA blog. And so I'm playing as UNT. And, you know, like, I customized my schedule. You know, like, we're doing Conference USA 2013 version. And so, like, you know, we're in Conference USA. But it didn't save my schedule that I did. And so it left me with this weird schedule where I play 4 home games and 8 road games. What? And I was like, on the one hand, I was like, this is very North Texas, like, real life. This kind of bullshit would happen to us. On the other hand, I'm pissed because I'm starting to lose now. Because I'm, like, going on the road to, like, wherever and losing and whatever.
Our fan base was revolted this year with 5 home games, 7 road games. If we ever had 4 home games and 8 road games, I think all shit would hit the fan and life would be miserable.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, you know, like, not only that, like, we have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, home games in conference, and 4 road games in conference. On this game, which is stupid, it gave me, like, you know, like, 5 road games in conference and, like, 3 home games in conference, which is dumb. It's dumb, and I hate it, and it's stupid. But I'm doing my best to represent UNT. You said you're going to join this dynasty, right?
I am. I'm waiting on the game. It was supposed to be here on Wednesday. It's not. Then they said Saturday, and I doubt it's going to be here. And now they're saying Monday. So what? Eventually by Monday. I should have it by Monday. If I don't have it by Monday, I'm going to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, punch them in the face, man. So, yeah, you have to pick somebody. Like, I'm already in North Texas, and you can't be North Texas unless I get fired. Although, you know, like, I guess I'm out there scheduling 4 home games. You know, I guess technically it's me. Maybe I will get fired soon. Although I have, like, 100% coach rating.
I might be Tulsa.
Tulsa, you would be Tulsa.
I have a soft spot for Tulsa.
Why?
You know, even though they're about to become one of our rivals.
Yeah, one of the other guys in the online dynasty says that he feels like Tulsa will be our rival. Like, he doesn't even care about UTSA. He mostly cares about Tulsa because of that game that they blew us out. Like, 2 or 3 games that they blew us out.
Yeah, they've blown us out quite a bit. Lately.
Yeah, and I'm like, do you really have hate for Tulsa? Like deep in your heart, when you think you wake up in the morning, you're like, I got to get better just because I got to be better than Tulsa. Do you ever? I don't think about Tulsa ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tulsa's never been like my measuring stick for a college football program. Like, I mean, they're a good program. Like, I'm not gonna. I obviously can't bash them. We're North Texas, and they're Tulsa, and they've been a lot better than us. But it's like I don't wake up and be like, you know. I don't want to be like Alabama today. I want to be like Tulsa.
No, me either, man. I don't even have hate for them. They blew us out. Okay, I'm just like, whatever. It's Tulsa.
I really don't care because almost all the times they blew us out, it was under Todd Dodge, and that didn't even happen. Remember, we ripped that part out of the history books and was like, oh, it didn't even count. So
yeah, like we sat out like 3-4 years. You know what I mean? So it's all good. It's all good. So we're 7 days away, man. We're gonna have one more podcast before the big game, I guess. So stay tuned for that, you out there that are listening to this episode. We're gonna try to get Harry from the GoMeanGreen.com podcast and GoMeanGreen.com and Evan and maybe Tasty Greek, John, and maybe Quoner, the infamous Quoner. From the GoMeanGreen.com board, Brian Song on the Twitters. So we're gonna talk more about like fan bases and things, and like I'm gonna try to figure out why there is no watching party, why nobody's organizing a watching party here in San Antonio, as I like to call it. but apparently there's one in Austin. It's one more reason why I should have moved to Austin and not San Antonio. But
if it makes you feel any better, there's no watching party here in Arkansas either. So.
There's like 4 people in Arkansas.
It's because Arkansas is gay. I'll say it straight out loud. I hate Arkansas.
And I guess that's why you're moving over to Dallas, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so uh, Yeah, so that's it. Is there any parting thoughts before we do some prep? Before we go to sleep, and then before we do some prep for the big season preview episode of the Mean Green Nation podcast next week.
Only parting thought is we are 7 days from kickoff, and I'm starting to get jacked. I'm excited. Let's do this. Tigers are going down.
Yeah, they're not that good anyway, man. They ain't faced the Mean Green. I mean,
they're just LSU.
I don't know how good the SEC is, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, when you think about it?
Sun Belt, SEC, you know.
Sun Belt all day, man. Sun Belt all day, at least until Conference USA all day. So, yeah, thanks for listening to the Mean Green Nation podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes. You can subscribe via your Android phone, your weird Android phone, at least until you get an iPhone. Just go to the site. There's a little button that says, like, subscribe, and you can figure it out from there. It says, like, iTunes Store. It also says, like, subscribe via just regular feed, and you can just paste that into your Android phone. I think it's, like, Google Listen. I think that's the last I've seen. You can just, like, you know, subscribe to it on your – or just listen straight on your computer. I guess you're listening to it now, but maybe if somebody's, you know, gave you their headphones and they're making you listen to it right now and you're trying to figure out, like, what the hell you're listening to and how to listen to it, how to get more of this awesome episode. Well, you go to the site, meangreennation.com, click the link that says podcast. That's how you do it. You can find me on Twitter. I'm meangreennation on Twitter. I'm AztecSkin. That's my personal stuff. You can see me talk about soccer and sports and whatnot. Tony, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at Boston Mean Green. I retweet a lot of Mean Green stuff and a bunch of Boston stuff. So if you like either one of those, you should definitely follow me.
Yeah, that weird Venn diagram of people that follow Boston things and Mean Green things.
Hey, there's a few. I know a couple people that I went to at UNT that were from New England. So
weirdos. Bam. Weirdos. We try to exterminate all you people there and kick you guys out, weirdo Bostonites.
We're Yankees. That's okay.
Okay, so yeah, so thanks for listening again. Go read the site. Go follow us on Twitter. If you want to email us and you're like, man, that was a terrible episode, and I want to email you and let you know. It's podcast@meangreennation.com. Thanks for listening. All right, bye.